steps are in your selling process. Everybody agree? You got to greet the customer, walk out, my name's Grant. And somewhere in this process, you're going to have to give him information so you can close the deal. Everybody that bought a car from you last month, the 300 or 400 or 500 or 600 or 1,000 pieces that your store sold last month, every person that took delivery had one thing in common. They got information. Everybody agree? Now, I got in the car business in 1981. In 1981, you didn't give anybody anything. That's what they taught you. Many of you in the room have been influenced by the same teachers that I had in 1981. Okay? People that are telling you this. Most of the managers in this room were influenced by other managers that were telling people, hey, man, don't give them a price. Don't give them the payments. Don't tell them what the car is worth. Right? Get them inside, get control, and then present the data. Well, 25 years later, the buyer's finally saying, no, I'm not doing that. And I can go to the internet and get the information. Not uncommon for a customer to know more about the purchase price of the car than you know yourself. Would you agree? You go to the desk and you're like, hey, man, what's invoice in this car? And the desk is like, you don't need to know invoice. And you're like, then I'll be the only person that doesn't know it. Everybody's got it but me. Right? Not uncommon for you to tell somebody their car's worth $10,000 and the guy reaches in his pocket, boom, pulls out an NADA book on you, right? And says, my car's not worth $8,000. My car's worth $10,200. And you're like, man, you got a book? Yeah, I got a book. They won't give me a book. I'm in the business and I can't use the book. You buy a car every 7 years and you have one. Because for $15, you can be a used car manager. Go to any Barnes & Nobles, $15, you got a book, bang, you're in the deal. Would you agree? So here's the problem, folks. Your buyer wants information. You're out there saying, we don't want to give it to you. And the truth is, you don't build common ground with people if you don't give them what they want. You'll never get control if you don't give people what they want. Would you agree? The way to get control, the way to build common ground, the way to get more write-ups is to go into an agreement with people. Okay? This is the first thing I want you to write down. It's an action idea today. This is called the first action idea. It's on the front of the workbook. I think it's on page 3. It says action ideas, number 1, and you want to write this down. How many of you want to make more money? Okay, then keep an open mind today, all right, folks? This isn't about me being right or you being right. This isn't about your selling process or my selling process. This is about a selling process that will deliver more cars to you, okay? That'll make you more money. That's the only thing you should be concerned about today. Hey, does it make more money? Is it more effective? Does it get good CSI score? Do we sell the car faster? Do we make more money on the deal? It shouldn't be. That's not how we do things here. Would you agree? I hear a lot of people leave our store. Well, we don't do things like that. So what, man? Your store's doing 500 cars a month. You want to go to 650? Do something different. Because if you're selling 500 cars and you do the same thing next month, you're only going to sell 500 cars. All right? But if you did some things different, I mean, how many of you in the room are selling 50-plus cars a month? This man right here came to this seminar with 3 months in the car business. He bought this program right here called the One-A-Day program. Cost him $800, and he made $24,000 last month. What'd you make last year?
In 6 months at the store, I made $110,000.
He made $110,000 in 6 months. How many want to make that kind of money? Come and tell you something. If you're not making that kind of money, car business isn't worth being in. It's too much work. He got these two CD programs. Okay, there's 50 different topics on this. He listens to them every day. And there's so much data in it. It's like today I'm going to load you up with information today. I'm just going to load you up. But repetition is the way to certainty. Would you agree? Anything you repeat over and over and over and you drill over and over and over, you become certain about it. So I'm going to give you drills today. Everybody's going to participate, and I'm going to get you out of here. When you walk out of here today, you're going to be jacked up, excited, and you're going to go back to your store tonight and make some money tonight. Because that's the only reason you'd spend 8 or 9 or 10 hours at a car dealership. Otherwise, you should go there and buy cars, not sell them. Everybody agree? Because that's the only other way to spend 8 or 9 or 10 hours in a car dealership, is to go try to buy something. Because that's how long y'all keep people there. Right? Right? No, you in control. Yeah, you spent 8 hours on a mini deal. Yeah, that's control. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I took a nothing deal. It took me 7 hours and 42 minutes to get there. At the end of the deal, you're like, I should have taken it in the first 15 minutes and moved on with my life. Right? Ridiculous, man. Guy leaves, tells his neighbor what? Yeah, I went over. I bought a car from Cush over there. Yeah, I got a good deal. Yeah, sure. Sure, I got a good deal. I was over there 10 hours. If you go over there, pack your lunch. So the referral comes in thinking what? We're going to fight. So the first thing I want you to write down is always agree first. Anytime the buyer asks for anything, any